man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. Thanks for joining us here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes. I'm up here in North Dakota, and your signal is beaming through Round Rock, Texas. It's down Austin way, and that's where you send in your support to the Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. So check out this the network sponsors there and help through the your support of those sponsors, and then send help directly, as Michael Rivero says, the best model for supporting Patriot Radio and Patriot Enterprises in general is simply direct listener, reader, viewer support. So if you're watching it, listening to it, or reading it, support it. It's as simple as that. That's a well-proven model that, for instance, Minnesota Public Radio up here, which I listen to in my car radio, Minnesota Public Radio has proved this model for decades. And they simply appeal to their audience. Are you listening to the, are you enjoying Beethoven? And then their appeal is this: how much value have you received from that particular network, which is the only way you're going to hear Beethoven or Bach on the radio. You will hear it no other way. How much have you derived from your experience here? Put a value on it and send that in. And it works. That appeal works. So do the same thing here with Republic Broadcasting. What you're listening now? What you say you aren't? You're not listening right now? I find that statement highly suspect. No, I think you are listening now. So something about Republic Broadcasting you find of some value. Put a value on it. Send it in to Republic Broadcasting. Those direct contributions are, think about it, when you support through a sponsor or something like that, that's good, but you're only a percentage of your help gets to the channel that you're trying to support, whereas your direct contribution 100% gets there, and I think that's really smart investing in our cause. Let me start out with something here tonight. Well, let me give you a call-in number. You can always call in, and you can help support with intelligent comments and tell something that the audience would enjoy. That's something that you can do at 512-248-8252. Or if you want to attempt to roast Kelso, if you think you've got the secret weapon that can defeat Kelso's logic that Donald Trump is the best we've ever done in the Patriot cause. We've never done better than Donald Trump in the past. He is now the best we've got. And going forward, he is our best hope. If anybody wants to contest any of those three assertions, go right ahead. You're going to lose. Those are such self-evident truths. Anyway, there's no brilliance required on my part to defend any of those three propositions, past, present, or future. All right, but join the fun. Give it a try. And, of course, if you just want to call in with an intelligent comment, that's even more welcome. Okay, now, here's somebody that gets it on Donald Trump. His name is John Rich of Big and Rich fame. I actually personally met him, shook his hand, and talked to him at the Republican National Convention in 2008 in the Xcel Energy Center. I can't believe I remember all these details. Apparently, I'm benefiting from not having had the vaccine. My faculties are intact. What are they called? The spike proteins are not working on my brain. I met him at the 2008 Republican convention, and he was there as the headline act for the Republican convention, and he was thanking me for leading the Ron Paul cheering section, which I had organized outside the Republican convention, just a hop, skip, and a jump down the interstate in Minneapolis at the Target Center. We were conducting the Ron Paul counter convention. That was a hell of a thing. 10,000 of us packing the Target Center. And we had our own country act, which was, some of you may remember her, and she's still, I think, still going strong, Sarah Evans. And I got to give Sarah Evans a hug. And that was our country music. And John Rich was providing the music at the Republican convention. But now here he is supporting Donald Trump, and he just released on July 22nd, he released it on Truth Social. He didn't go through any of the establishment outlets. He released his song Progress, which you're about to hear in just a moment. And breaking all the molds, just like Donald Trump. And guess what? His song Progress, which you'll hear in a moment, and I'll read you the lyrics, has vaulted on day one to number one in online music sales. Number one. Nice. Completely circumventing the establishment scams, the establishment cartel. All right, so here it is. This is John Rich of in his new song, Progress. And just to give you the visual here, he starts the song out. He looks like he's on what must be a farm of his own, wherever he lives. I'll find out where that is in a moment. And then he's driving down the lane in his, looks to me like a 79 Pontiac Trans Am Firebird. And with the center post, those really cool doors that open on a center post down the middle. Here he goes.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. No glory is divided on the barren street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stand your progress where the sun don't shine. They invite the whole world to come live in our land and leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say, let go of Jesus, let government save. You can have back your freedoms if you do what we say. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Shut down our pipelines and they shut down our voices. shut down our main streets and they shut down our choices. Banners all over, but it's all over now. We figured it out. We ain't backing down. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep you a big mess. Wait for me to mind if you need.
I'll turn it down just so I don't play the whole song, okay? That lyric, a beautiful lyric, John Rich. Trump supporter just like yours truly on this show here. I wasn't driving. I'll tell you, I didn't have a 78 Firebird with that center post. I had a Camaro, and it looks like this Firebird's worth at least $50,000. And I sold my Camaro, same vintage, very similar car. Sort of. I sold it for, I think I sold it for $300 in Palm Beach, Florida. Anyway, that was many moons ago. Oh, I beat the hell out of that car. The poor man's Corvette, you know, it's got that bum, 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 bum. And then when you pull away at an intersection at a light, it's so easy to burn rubber. Because here's the secret of all us Camaro and Firebird owners, that big old engine is way up front, and that's where all the weight in the car is. There's no weight on those rear tires. So you have to try not to burn rubber. So the rear tires just spin if you just touch the gas a little bit. But it impresses the girls, you know. Anyway, the poor man's Corvette. That's a hell of a nice car John Rich is driving there. Here's the lyric here. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Where is it? I've got it somewhere. I've got this lyric. And it's number one. It's number one. There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And Old Glory's divided on fire in the street. They say building back better will make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Kind of Trump style talking there. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, we'll all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. They invite now we go over the Trump issues. Okay. They invite the whole world to come live in our land and leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say, let go of Jesus and let government save. You can have back your freedoms if you do what we say. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. They shut down our pipelines, XL pipeline up here in North Dakota, and they shut down our voices. They shut down, so he's got the First Amendment there. They shut down our main streets and they shut down our choices. They bent us all over, but it's all over now because we figured it out. We ain't backing down. Now that's it. That's it. The reason to be happy right now is what John Rich just sang to you. Because we figured it out and we ain't backing down. That's so key. We've had our epiphany, to talk fancy. We've figured it out. And that's what the enemy can't stand. They got to keep us confused, dizzy, drugged up, distracted, you know, watching football games, or even worse, basketball games. Oh, God. Donald Trump. Now, golf. I'll go for golf. Donald Trump is playing tomorrow at the LIV tournament. And is it in Bedminster? I don't know where it is. He posted from Bedminster, which is his golf club. Are they playing at Bedminster? I know Donald Trump is in a threesome of golf greats. It's a pro-am tournament. I'll report back to you on that tomorrow. He says they shut down. Because we figured it out, we ain't backing down. So there he's got Donald Trump's big issues. He's got Donald Trump's approach. I love it. John Rich doing it all outside the system and going what immediately on day one. Remember, that's what Donald Trump did. Do you remember when after he announced he came down the golden escalator in Trump Tower? How long did it take him to go to number one in the Republican polling? I believe there were some of you helped with a better memory than mine. I think there were 19 Republican candidates against whom Donald Trump ran. He went to number one in week one. And that includes going after Jeb Bush, who was the, before Trump announced, Jeb Bush was number one. And Jeb Bush had a war chest of over $100 million. This is in the middle of 2015, more than a year before the election. Donald Trump, when he started out, said, I don't even want your contributions. I'll pay for this myself. And he didn't have that much money. He was a billionaire, but just barely. He's not, you know, one of the mega billionaires. But he has, get this, and I shared this with you yesterday, and it so impresses me. Donald Trump said that his accountants tell him that being president of the United States, instead of making him billions of dollars, as Barack Obama did, as Bill Clinton did, as Nancy Pelosi is doing, Chuck Schumer is doing, Mitch McConnell has been doing for decades, making a fortune as a politician, getting really, really rich as a filthy politician. Donald Trump has lost in his 4 years of the presidency, and the year and a half ensuing, he has lost, and then in the campaign before winning the presidency, he has lost a total of $600 million. That's a lot of money. If he gave up, he's risked his life for you. If you have trouble admiring the man, he's risking his life for you. I don't have trouble admiring any person who's risking his life for me and, more importantly, for my children. And then he's also sacrificed, he's risking his life, and he has sacrificed $600 million of his own fortune. Find me a politician about whom the same can be said. Find me another politician. I can't think of one. There has never been one like that. All right, so I love that song. I hope you liked it. Number one, John Rich, Progress. And I got a little write-up on it for you. You're going to love this, too. I got more for you here. Let's see. Let me go back to the song. Just to get that tune going in your head again, here's the tune.
There's a hole in this country where it's hard used to be. No glory is divided on the barren street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say is stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. And now this again, the analogy with Donald Trump is very complete. John Rich is big, pardon the pun. He is big, big, big. And scores of millions of American patriots listen to John Rich, and they are listening to his song now. And what is that message you hear? It's the Trump message. It's the MAGA message. So this is, you know, where did John Rich get this? What inspired this? What sparked this? John Rich? Donald Trump. Now here, there's a little write-up here, which is from, I'll have it for you on the other side of the break. Little teaser. I'll give you John Rich's own write-up.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody said
we're back, folks.
Where John called home.
And hey, you know that last ad you heard for gold, the atomic symbol of which is AU. And I love that line in there, that a punchline, what you want is AU, not BS. I'll tell you what, if I had a little bit of money, I would certainly contemplate putting a bunch of it into gold or silver, because I think that sounds like a real smart deal. And I'll give you one here. You want AU, not BS. I had a chemistry teacher once in high school, Mr. Hedges. What a neat guy. Must be gone by now. Anyway, he said he went to the blackboard and he wrote a chemical formula on the blackboard. And he said, I'll give a prize to anybody raise their hand who can read this. What is this compound I'm identifying on the board here? And I don't remember the subscripts, the atomic numbers, but I'll just throw some in, but I know what the elements were. Think of it this way, H2IO4AG. So the atomic elements are H, I, O, and AG. Do you remember your high school chemistry, kids? Helium, iodine, oxygen, and silver. All right. He said, can anybody identify this? And I'm going to give you one clue. What is H? And forget the subscripts. I forget those. H-I-O-A-G. Name that chemical, that compound. Here's your clue.
Lone Ranger. Are you still there?
I'm a fiery horse with a...
Well, the Lone Ranger just gave you the answer. H-I-O-A-G is Hi-O Silver. Oh, Mr. Hedges, that was so brilliant. Anyway, I didn't get it at the time. Let's go to John Rich. Here is his commentary on his own song and the experience of going outside the establishment to go to number one, what Donald Trump did, completely outside the establishment, broke all the rules, and went right to number one in week one, just like John Rich. I wonder what inspired John Rich. I know what it did. It was Donald Trump. But let's go to, where's his statement? Here it is. Here it is, right here. He says, this is a quote from Rich. Here I am with no record label, no publisher. Remember, he's being canceled. He's a number one country artist, but he's being canceled because he's a MAGA patriot, a Trump supporter. Here I am with no record label, no publisher, no marketing deal. I just got a song that speaks to a lot of people. And Truth Social pushed it out there. And man, I'm really proud of what we did today. Unquote. Rich said that while most country fans and artists have remained true to the roots of country music and its values, the marketing and distribution machines have increasingly become woke. So he suspected that traditional radio station groups, record labels, and social media like Twitter would shun or shadow ban his new song and its conservative friendly theme. That's when the idea of trying Truth Social and Rumble as an experiment was born. When I'm talking, he says, quoting, when I'm talking about them shutting down our voices, I'm talking about Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to reach out to Truth Social because they still allow free speech over there. Why would I launch this song on the platforms that I'm railing against in the lyrics? The payoff from Friday's experiment, he said, could inspire other artists like him. I think, without a doubt, it's a path forward. It is bypassing this machine that they've built, going right around the machine, going right to the people. It means that if you bring the right content and you have people like Truth Social that will get that message to your core audience, you can beat the machine that's been put in place to keep people like me shut down. Rich explained the inspiration for the song after spending months watching Democrats implement policies that open borders. I'll leave it right there and come back. I'll tease you with that. We'll finish right after the break.
Their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Apparently, the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves are for the entire world.
I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Over the past year, the Biden administration has released nearly half of the nation's strategic petroleum reserve, supposedly to help gas prices in the United States. Logic would suggest that those reserves were released to U.S. companies to help U.S. citizens, but not surprisingly, that wasn't the case. The American reserves were released, and at least some of it was offered on an international auction. Records show that at least 5.9 million barrels of Strategic Petroleum Reserve have been sold to UOPEC America, a company owned by the Chinese Communist Party. So while you are still paying $4.50 a gallon to gas up your car, our Strategic Petroleum Reserve is being sold to a foreign government that hates you. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
Hey, we're back, folks. All right, so let me finish reading this. I'm reading quotes from John Rich about his own new song, Progress. And where was I? Where was we? Right here. He spent months watching Democrats implement policies that opened borders, worsened the fentanyl crisis, grew crime, exploded gas and food prices, infringed free speech, and indoctrinated children about issues like race and gender. Quoting Rich, he says, "I'm watching what I consider to be the dismantling of our country at a lot of different levels. And when you sit back and look at it, the vast majority of it's being perpetrated on us under the banner of, quote, progress, unquote. Like in the name of progress, we're going to send gasoline through the roof so you have to buy an electric car. In the name of progress, we're going to let anybody and everybody into our country. And if that means we get overrun with fentanyl and every other bad thing, well, so be it. Because that's progressive. You need to be open-minded and open borders in the name of progress. They target our kids in the name of progress. They do all these things that are actually the opposite of that. They're regressive. They're not constructive. They're destructive. Rich is, unquote. Rich is proud of the song and the fact that his free speech experiment is potentially game-changing. His next mission in coming days, he said, is to persuade reluctant country radio stations to play the song. Now, folks, you can help out. Call your favorite country radio station. We've got one up in Jamestown, North Dakota, up here. I could call that. I should call that and say, hey, I want to hear John Rich's new song. Have you got John Rich's new song? That's what everybody over here wants to hear. They'll play it. DJs are very, and station managers are very affected by call-ins requesting anything. They don't get much of that. So if they get five calls saying, we want to hear something, they're going to play it. Here's the problem with country radio, John Rich said. It's not your DJs at the radio station. It's not the people on the ground at the station. It's the people way up the food chain that run the conglomerates that have bought up 90% of all of our radio stations. There's a few good ones in there. And when I say good, I mean, you know, they lean conservative. They want free space. They want artists to be heard. But there's a big contingent of them that do not like anybody bucking their woke system. So there he goes. So there you go. That's John Rich. I like that. Now let's see what we've got coming up here. Let's go over to the website that John Rich just used to go to number one, Truth Social. You got to get on truthsocial.com. I'm on there with Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. That's my name on Truth Social. Don't look me, I'm not yet a big poster there, but you can send me a message, and I am Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on Truth Social. And here's what Donald Trump is posting. Let me hit refresh, because he's posting a storm on his own social media. Oh, yep, here's a new one. 7 minutes ago, he posted this. Isn't this fun? I mean, 7 minutes ago, Donald Trump is, you know, in between listening to this show and stuff, he's got time to post a, here's a post. He says, this is a nice one. It's a chart, and it's entitled Words Redefined by the Biden Administration. So here's the, I'll read you the old term, and then here's the new term, the newspeak. And remember George Orwell in 1984, newspeak, redefining everything to mean the opposite, you know. Hate is love, you know, war is peace. So here it is. The old term is recession. Newspeak, the Biden term, recovery. Well, recession is recovery. Okay. Hispanics, this is the president posting this, Donald Trump. I love this guy. I'm just reading this for the first time myself. The old term was Hispanics. The woke Democrat term for Hispanics is breakfast tacos. that stings. Remember Jill Biden? Jill Biden equated Hispanics. She was talking to a Hispanic audience, and she told them they were breakfast tacos. Wow. Go, Jill. You're about as smart as your husband. Woman is what we used to call our women. The new term is question mark, question mark, question mark. We don't have a term. We don't know what a woman is. We can't define it. Okay? The old term is monkeypox. Now, I like that term, monkeypox. I don't change that one. I like that one. Okay, monkeypox. The new term is virus that definitely infects everyone equally, regardless of sexual orientation. Oh, of course, and what they're trying to dodge around that is that the monkeypox is spreading like wildfire in only one place, and it's in, what do they call those things where gay men hang out? there's a name for it. They're nightclub kind of things. They have a name for those things where they have, you know, sex orgies. And, bathhouses. Yes. Okay. Thank you, engineer. Bathhouses. All right. That's so, now horse reins, your control on a horse, your reins, that's the old term. The new term is whip of death. That's from the mounted border patrol guys who are, using their reins properly and swinging them around as they rode. They weren't whipping the Haitians. They have reins. These Democrats have never seen a horse. They've never seen a man riding a horse. They would be afraid of a horse. They would run away. They wouldn't know what to do with reins. They couldn't put on a bridle if their life depended on it. Okay, inflation is the old term. New term, savings of 2 cents. Okay. The old term is murder. That's what we used to call it, murder. The new term is health care. This is Donald Trump posting this. I mean, come on. He's getting it, folks. Okay. And of course, that's what, he's commenting there on things like the clot shot. Okay. Let's see, what's another one? There's some others. Okay, that's a post he just put up 7 minutes ago. Here's one he put up 33 minutes ago. He's retweeting Dinesh D'Souza's promotion of his brilliant movie, 2000 Mules. And then he retweets 34 minutes ago, Devin Nunes, who says about John Rich. This is Devin Nunes now, country fan. Remember, Devin Nunes comes from the Sierra foothills of California, which is definitely country. The foothills of the Sierra, that's where Merle Haggard comes from. Remember that he lived in? He grew up in a boxcar that his dad had converted into a home for his family. In a boxcar. Wow. And that boxcar is still there as a museum, as a salute to Merle. He says, it's still number one. Only a few hours to go if you haven't downloaded Progress yet. And then John Rich says, thanks to Truth Social. This is John Rich posting. Thanks to Truth Social for the massive support on this. If the song holds number one till midnight tonight, we officially have the number one song for the week on the Billboard sales chart. What a message we have all sent to the machine. They can be overcome. Nice, huh? Okay, there's let's see, here's one from there's some here that went, these are sailing over my head. I have to think about them, so I can't use them right now. He retweets Dan Bongino, a whole show from Dan Bongino. Nice. And some more retweets. Let's find a message from the president. And then here it goes. Trump, Dinesh D'Souza, retweeted by the president. So this is what the president wants you to hear. Trump has a plan for how to shrink the federal bureaucracy and cripple the administrative state. Doesn't this sound good? Cripple the administrative state. It's called Schedule F. What is Schedule F? A look at Donald Trump's genius plan to drain the swamp. And here's what Dinesh D'Souza says.
As we think about Trump's presidency, 2016 to 2020, I wonder, and you probably do too, did Trump underestimate the swampiness of the swamp and the depth of the problem that he was dealing with in the government? I think the answer to that is probably yes. And I think that Trump himself would admit it, that things are worse than he thought.
Now, remember who's posting this. That comment, which I think most of you would agree with, I agree with it, is being posted by Donald John Trump. He's agreeing with it. 1 hour ago when he posted it.
That in fact his presidency threw a kind of light on just how bad things are. Now, one of the things that Trump realized is that it's very difficult to change government because of the permanent class of people that run the government. Now you may say, the permanent class, what are we talking about? Well, we're actually talking about the administrative bureaucracy, the administrative state, the civil servants that populate all these agencies and all these departments. There are, by the way, hundreds of thousands of them. We have some 432 agencies, and about 3 million people work for them. Now, only a tiny percentage of those people are political appointees. So here's what we're getting at. You have these agencies, they have a tremendous amount of power. Why? Because not only do they have a lot of numbers, the political appointees are few, the career people are many, but the career people are experts in those areas. The career people at the CDC are people who have been there for many years. They know the ins and outs of how it works. So some political appointee comes in and he's like, how does this place run? And they're like, let me tell you, works like this, works like that. You can do this, you can't do that. And so even the political appointees end up becoming not servants of, but it's kind of at the behest of the career staff who kind of run the place. Now, this all raises a really interesting question. We're living in a democracy, and so the question is, who elected these people? They're not part of the legislature. In a sense, they're not part of the executive either, because Biden is, at least in a sense, and I think you know what I mean, elected, and you have political appointees who are named by the elected leader, but nobody elected these career people. And they're not part of the judiciary either. So they're in part of, they're like a fourth branch of government. Now, very interestingly, toward the end of his term,
listen to this.
Trump figured out an ingenious way to strike out at these people, to drain the swamp, to root out a good bit of the deep state. And it is his idea, which is just unbelievably creative, original, and effective, was called Schedule F. Schedule F. Schedule F. And quite honestly, I didn't even know about it until after the Trump presidency. But it is the reason I mention it now is that I think that this is something that Republicans should be working on as we get to 2022, but even more important as we get to 2024. Why? Because we don't want to be in a situation where Republicans take the House and Senate, and what happens? Nothing. Republicans just basically sit around for a couple of years, and then even if Republicans win in 2024, so what? What will they actually do? How are they going to drain the swamp? Well, Trump has figured out a way to drain the swamp, and not just Trump, but Trumpsters and Trumpian candidates can participate in this way of cleaning out the unelected branch of government, draining, you might say, the fourth branch of government, which is the clinical meaning of the swamp. It's also the clinical meaning, by the way, of the deep state, because by deep state here, we mean the unaccountable state.
Now we're waiting for Dinesh. Come on, Dinesh, tell us what Donald Trump's unbelievably creative, brilliant idea, Schedule F, what is it? Now, he's being dramatic, but he's going to get to it here in the next 60 seconds.
So what's the idea? What is this business about Schedule F? It's really simple. It is, what is a formula for, let's say you want to cut the Food and Drug Administration in half. How do you do that? The Environmental Protection Agency. What if you want to fire everybody or fire just about everybody and leave three guys? How do you do that? Well, the answer is this. Right now in government, there are two classifications. You're a political appointee or you're a civil servant. And the president only controls the political appointees. So Trump's idea, really simple, is called the change of designation. What if the federal government were divided into three categories? Political appointees, civil servants, and Schedule F. Schedule F is a new category. And the simple idea is it's a category now of people who might have worked for the government for a long time who can, in fact, be fired. In other words, Trump or a president, a Republican president, would be able to fire pretty much at will. Tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of federal employees by converting them from civil servants to Schedule F. Now, when Trump proposed this idea, the Washington Post went berserk because they realized what it would mean. They realized that, in fact, they said that Trump was getting ready to sort of slash, quote, the greatest strength of the U.S. government. Now, why is the Washington Post saying that? It's calling them the greatest strength because we can't get rid of them. So they are the permanent foot soldiers of the left. And so the government will never be in our possession as long as you've got this kind of hostile force, not only running the government, but in some ways running the country. So Trump, as a businessman, as a guy who made his reputation with the phrase, you're fired, has figured out a way to fire tens, if not hundreds of thousands of government employees. The idea came too late to be put to fruition, but the idea is there. It's kind of like nuclear weapons. Once you know how to do it, you may not have a nuclear weapon, but the know-how itself is powerful. And this is an idea we want to carry forward into 2024. As we think of...
Brilliant. There it is. You're fired. Schedule F. Instead of two categories, civil servants who can't be touched, political appointees who are very few, and can be touched, but that's inadequate. Donald Trump will move many tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of civil servants into Schedule F. And Dinesh D'Souza doesn't go into it, but I think the rationale that the president uses for changing the categorization is if you're a civil servant who can affect policy, then you should be in a special category because you're not just somebody that files paperwork. You are a person who makes decisions and has discretion. And so the president should be able to enact his program. He was elected to do that. He should not have a whole bunch of civil servants who have power to contradict it, to contravene, to controvert. He must be able to have people who are willing to enact his program, Schedule F. So, and this means he will be able to fire people who hate Trump, and he'll be able to hire people who support the program upon which he was elected by the people. Nothing autocratic or dictatorial about it. He was hired to implement his program. Ergo, he must have those who are willing to implement his program working in his executive branch. And so Dinesh D'Souza, this is brilliant, brilliant by Donald Trump. And I love to hear Dinesh D'Souza recognizing this. He said, I didn't even recognize it during his presidency. It was too late to affect things. He came upon this brilliant solution too late in his first presidency. But this is how now, why do we know this is how he's going to start out his second presidency? On his charger there with his reins in hand, swinging his reins around, not whipping any Haitians. He might be whipping some civil servants who he will be firing immediately by the thousands. There you go. Clean the swamp. And cleaning the swamp means what? You've got to get... You can't change their minds. These are Marxists. These are Bolsheviks. These are communists. They've been planting themselves and their cronies in these bureaucracies for decades and decades. For more than half a century, they've been inserting themselves. And this is how they wield power. Donald Trump comes in. You don't change their mind. Cleaning the swamp. You don't give them orders. You don't give them instructions. They're not going to follow your instructions at all. Lisa Page is not going to follow your instructions working in the FBI. Peter Strzok is not going to follow your instructions. He hates you. He's willing to risk anything to get rid of you, to break any law to get rid of you. You replace him. You replace her. You fire them. You have to put new people in if you're going to get your new policy enacted. So simple, so beautiful. The kind of thing that Donald Trump, the man who knows how to run a business, is able to realize. All righty, let's go down a little more. I'm just reading that for the first time, and I clicked on that Dinesh D'Souza. But remember, who's tweeting that? We've got to lose that word tweeting. Who's truthing that? It's Donald Trump who truthed it. So you might as well have Donald Trump speaking to you. He is saying, I agree with everything Dinesh D'Souza just said. I am going to do what D'Souza just said. All right. And by the way, Donald Trump is a big admirer of Dinesh D'Souza. I believe, if my memory serves me, he had Dinesh D'Souza premiere his brilliant movie Exposing the Steal to an audience at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's home, and his southern White House. And let's see, let's go down to the next thing. The president is going wild here with his posting. I mean, am I missing something? Let me go back. Oh, I see. Yes. I'm in Dinesh D'Souza's truth page. I'm just learning how to do this, folks. So let's go back to Donald Trump. And here's a post he makes. He says, he said, just arrived in Bedminster, but he reposts a truth from Dan Bongino. This is a picture of what's her name? Can anybody remember her name? Who is this new press secretary who is apparently, I don't want to say all the things she is, but Dan Bongino says, this woman is absolutely lost at that podium. Watch her panic and face plant. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Oh, it's the end of the show. We're having too much fun, folks. Here it is. It's only Thursday. Come on, we're going to meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you tomorrow when Donald Trump starts his golf tournament. We'll cover it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.